Hi, this is Maggie.
This is Harriet.
And this is Chloe, and you're listening to...
After Girl Scouts, a podcast by Girl Scouts and for Girl Scouts, past, present, and future.
We are talking to former Girl Scouts to learn why Girl Scouts was meaningful to them.
And how being a Girl Scout influences them today.
Enjoy the show. Welcome to After Girl Scouts. I'm Maggie.
I'm Harriet.
And I'm Chloe.
Today we are excited to welcome Gemma Toff to the show.
Gemma was a girl guide in the 70s in the Philippines.
Now she is a senior human resources consultant.
So welcome, Gemma, to After Girl Scouts. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, including how many years you were a Girl Scout, what level you ended at, and any awards you earned.
Hi, I'm Gemma Toth. I started Girl Scout in the first grade. I was five. That was in 72 and ended up in 1980 when I was a sophomore in high school. The Girl Scout, I joined the junior military training, which is the equivalent of junior ROTC here in the U.S. We did not have any awards when I was in Girl Scout. It was actually a school requirement. To attend our school, we had to be part of the Girl Scout from the time we were in elementary and at the time we graduated elementary. So it was really a school requirement, and we have no way of getting out of it.
What is your favorite Girl Scout memory?
My favorite Girl Scout memory is the camping. We actually were far away from I grew up in the city, so we're far away from many parks or any outdoor stuff where we could go camping. So when we went camping, we camped on the school ground. And we had our tents, and we learned how to cook using banana leaves. We learned how to create fire with wood sticks. And that's something that I actually taught to my daughter when she was in Girl Scout here in the U.S., that when we went camping, we had to make our own food. We had to cook our own food. We didn't have anyone else to cook it for us.
What kind of things would you cook with the banana leaves?
We use it for cooking rice. We also use it for frying eggs. And we also use it as Tupperware for our food, our leftovers.
Was there any part of Girl Scouts that influenced your career, and how did it influence you?
The part of Girl Scout that influenced my career would be working in a group project. So you have to learn how to work with different people in your group. You know, get to figure out who is strong in certain areas and who is not, and how you really help each other to make sure that you complete your project. I've also attributed being in Girl Scout, learning leadership skills at an early age, because as we move up in, it's not really level, because like I said, we didn't have any awards. So let's say if I'm in fifth grade, we got to mentor the ones who were starting in Girl Scout in elementary.
What is something you learned in Girl Scouts that you don't think you could have learned anywhere else?
I really can't think of anything, because pretty much everything that I've done is kind of very similar. When I joined the junior ROTC, I've learned the same thing I've learned in Girl Scout. I guess because I've learned it at a younger age, I guess it's how I would attribute it to Girl Scout, learning all of that at a younger age rather than later in life. You know, like as far as working with people, leadership skills, learning new skills and be innovative is something I've learned at an early age because I was in Girl Scouts. I'm sure I could probably have learned that someplace else, but I would have to search for that. So at least having Girl Scouts as a requirement already opened that door for me.
Why do you feel talking with us is important?
To me, it's always important to talk to younger generations, to have a comparison of what our experience has been to your experience, see how it has changed and how it has evolved over time. I think it gives us more of an appreciation when we know how it was done back then and how you guys are doing it now.
So what do you hope for the future of Girl Scouts?
My hope for the future of Girl Scouts is to really be more adventurous. At least from my experience and the way my daughter has done it, there's still that difference between what the Girl Scout can do versus what the Boy Scouts can do. I feel that for the future of Girl Scouts, they should be more open if they want to do more of a science-based project, or like what you guys are doing now. You guys are, you know, doing podcasting. That's really great, in my opinion, because it exposes you more on what is out there and what's available to you.
Right. Well, thank you, Demma, for joining us today. Is there any way our listeners can get in contact with you?
Yes, they can get in contact with me. I'm on Twitter at GemmaToadSCP. I'm also on LinkedIn as GemmaToad. So anyone who would like to get in contact with me, they can send me a message through those social media, or they can also connect with your mom and they can connect with me as well. That's the good part about networking, is that it allows us to have those open lines to other people, you know, wherever we may be, you know, in on this earth.
Thanks for listening. Peace out, Girl Scouts. That was a great conversation we had with Gemma. I think my favorite part was kind of how Girl Scouts was a requirement, at least in the elementary grades. I thought that was pretty interesting, and I think maybe there'd be a lot more younger girls interested in, like, science and math if they made like, everywhere do that. Like, if it was done everywhere. What about you, Harriet?
My favorite part is when she said she learned the group skills from, like, being in Girl Scouts and how to work with others and... Yeah, and how she got to mentor younger kids.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, too.
How about you, Chloe?
Well, my favorite part was that she grew up in the city and she camped on school grounds.
That was really cool.
That was, yeah.
Like, really cool. Your
thing. Thank you to all of our listeners. Please share this episode with your friends.
We thank you for all your support of this project and Girl Scouts.
Thanks for listening. Peace out, Girl Scouts.